let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. If you want to feel your best, look younger, boost your immunity, and protect yourself from viruses and other illnesses, stay tuned. If you want to feel more positive and hopeful, be courageously confident, create a fit, healthy body, and more, then you've come to the right place. Our guest today, Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., will talk about all of this and more. She says that high-level wellness is much more than eating superfoods and jogging around the block. It's about holistic health on all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And the foundation of all wellness, according to Susan, well, it starts with high self-esteem. I'll be taking lots of notes today. I'm sure you will be, too. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Welcome back. What a great show today. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, thank you. I am, too. I know you've prepared questions, and I've got lots of things I want to talk about to make it not only inspiring, but as practical as possible so people can today take some of the points we cover and start making wonderful, positive changes in their lives.
Well, we've allowed extra time because so much to get into, and literally I'll be taking notes as we talk. I've had a chance to read Wired for High-Level Wellness, but look at some great information there. We'll tell you where you can get the book as we go through the program today. Let's start with the very basics. What is your holistic health philosophy in a nutshell? Basically, what are we talking about, your concept?
Yes. So in an organic walnut nutshell,
yes.
Here, let me give you a quote by one of my favorites, Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "Health is our greatest wealth." And if you think about that sage advice, I know you'll agree, because it really does begin with taking loving care of yourself. And fortunately, regardless of your age, your current level of well-being, and whatever diet you're eating right now and your living habits, you can choose differently at any moment. That's one of the great things about life. We can choose differently. And when we make new, better choices, it will lead to a healthier life than we've ever thought possible. And I know you're a very young man, Rick, but I'm a baby boomer. And I want people to realize that changes that were once labeled milestones of growing older, like what? High blood pressure, fragile bones, memory loss, wrinkles, reduced vision, lack of energy and libido, these are no longer considered inevitable because the diet and lifestyle choices that many people I know that follow my guidance and in my life that I recommend and write about in this book will help you look and feel vibrantly alive and you feel and look your best. And I have to say that I feel as young and exuberant than I ever have. And right now, finishing this in a nutshell philosophy, our level of health right this moment is a result of the countless decisions we've made regarding our diet, exercise, what we think about consistently, our expectations.
Yes.
And maybe some of us have made some poor choices, but we can always learn from this, these past mistakes, and then grow and move on. And it starts with a commitment. You know, how willing are you to make a commitment to your health? Great health is the foundation of a happy, joy-filled life. And I'll just add, in conclusion right here, that I think it all starts with appreciating, respecting, and loving your magnificent body. One of the most important things that we can all learn in life is really to appreciate ourselves. And I've said this for decades. My grandmother taught me this, that as you open your heart to your own self-worth and that divine essence of all humanity, you access the most powerful healer of all, the healing power of love of God. And the human body, Rick, is indeed a miracle of love's creation. And the more I study about the human body, the more I'm amazed and in awe at how beautifully it is designed. So clearly it's a fantastic creation, your magnificent body, that deserves respect and reverence.
Susan Smith Jones, our guest on the program, website simplysusansmithjones.com. The book we're talking about, one of dozens that she's written, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. In the book, I was inspired by how you described the human body, which you just touched on briefly there, as a remarkable feedback machine, how we all need to listen to what it's saying to us. Explain that a little further, if you would, please.
Yes, and our body is always talking to us. It's always giving us feedback, and if you listen, you'll discover it actually is talking to you. For example, Rick, let's say you got a headache. That's your physical self is trying to tell you something, but you've got to receive its signals with health and balance and peace as your goals. And the key is your willingness to listen and act. So I want to encourage everyone to start today to tune in more to your miraculous body and what is it trying to communicate with you. So I'm going to give you a little quiz right now. If most people, Rick, who get a headache, what do they often reach for to deal with a headache?
Probably the aspirin.
Exactly right. Very good. Usually that bottle of aspirin.
Yep.
And most people believe that it's normal to experience this discomfort, but they're mistaken, because while a headache and other aches and pains that people experience are obviously common, health is truly our normal state. Disease is an aberration caused by either harm you've done to yourself or maybe others have done to you, so often it's by what you choose to eat and your sedentary lifestyle. And collectively, I think most Americans have been making really poor choices. If you look at, I know you feel the same way because we've talked about this before, but if you look at all the commercials on TV and the advertisements in magazines or in newspapers, whatever you're suffering from, a headache, constipation, sleepless nights, diarrhea, we hope nobody's eating a meal right now, indigestion, skin rashes, impotency, high blood pressure, you can fill in the blank. The advertisers always have a miracle pill, powder or potion for you. And we've come to believe that things outside ourselves are the keys to health and well-being. We have essentially become a self-medicating society because we don't really understand how beautifully robust the human body is. And each of us, I think, needs to be reminded that we are magnificently equipped to meet life's problems when supplied with the simple and easily obtainable requisites of health. And I'll just finish my flow of thoughts here by saying, I got some astonishing news, maybe for some of you listening. It's normal to be able to go to bed at night without taking a pill. It's normal not to have headaches, sinus issues, hemorrhoids, constipation, shaky hands. It's normal to be well. We just have to stop doing the things that cause the problems in the first place. And when you live more from that inner guidance, closer to nature, follow all the guidance I write about in Wired for High-Level Wellness, you can enrich the quality of your life and life on this planet. It's always a matter of choice. And where does it all begin? What I previously said, with respecting and taking loving care of your body. And as I've said to you before, Rick, that the body reflects the mind reflects the spirit. So choosing to make positive choices with your miraculous body is a great place to start.
You know, I'm thinking about this, and I think you touched on that a while ago, a connection between health and success in life. In fact, I think I mentioned that is something that you talk about in the book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. And is there more to health than a good diet and regular exercise? We sort of think that that's the case. We'll be healthy if we watch our diet and, as I said, jog around the block a couple of times. So is there a connection between health and success in life, and is there more to health than diet and exercise?
And you bet there is. And this isn't anything new. And just to answer what you said, the importance of health to satisfaction and success, it's always been known. As early as 300 BC, Herophiles wrote this, And this is 300 years before the birth of Christ. So think about how long that's been. He wrote, "When health is absent, wisdom cannot reveal itself. Art cannot become manifest. Strength cannot be exerted. And wealth is useless. And reason is powerless." I love that. And very early this year, in January, there was a Gallup poll, and 75% of the respondents rated an optimistic attitude, clean environment, stress control, good relationships, and satisfying work as all being very important to health. We all know that people who enjoy what they do and who feel a sense of control over their lives tend to be healthier. So I like to say to people this: start today and you're going to have a new job title. When someone says, "What do you do, sir or ma'am?" you say, I am the CEO of my body and my health. You need to become that. Proudly say, "I'm the CEO of my body and my life and my health." Because taking charge, stepping up to that new position and title of CEO of your body and your life means acting positively. And you start by, of course, eating right, you know, eating good healthy foods as close to the way nature made them as possible, lots of plant-based foods, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. Exercise and eating better are two elements that can do more than add a year or two onto your lifespan. They can improve the quality of your life, and especially in later years. And Americans, thank goodness, are living longer now than ever before. And at the end of this last decade, the average life expectancy in the U.S. Was over 86 years in some areas of this country. And if you eat the way I describe in this book, you will outlive that for at least a decade or so. So the bottom line is, begin with diet and exercise. Do your best. Live closer to nature. Eat a rainbow of colorful foods. Stay active. And while these two are essential ingredients to living fully and celebrating life, I love that, celebrate life,
yes,
there's more to radiant health than good diet and exercise. And my extensive research in health and wellness over the past 40, say that very softly, 40 years that have gone by in the blink of an eye, indicates to me that there are at least 20 paramount factors that must be integrated and balanced into our lives if we want radiant health. Now, these include, I'll just rattle through them, fresh air, sunshine, plenty of rest and sleep, avoidance of addictions, good diet and exercise, keep your body detoxified and cleansed. You want to live a balanced life. You want to systematically undereat. You want to have a deep respect for life, high self-esteem. Find little respites in the day for a little solitude and silence, a positive attitude, a sense of belonging. And for me in my life, very important is an awareness and a great trust in God. It's the God's the hub of the wheel for me. I start my day off and I end my day in strong, deep communion with God. So those are all what I feel the most important factors for health.
The book is Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, her website, susansmithjones.com. There are a number of people that really need some extra motivation to engage in a regular exercise program. And you mentioned, you talk us through this in Wired for High-Level Wellness in some ways, besides weight loss, that exercise benefits body, mind, and spirit. Guide us through that process, because for some of us, we're only going to get, it's a physical thing, it's a weight loss thing, and it's difficult to be motivated. How do we get through that?
Oh, all right, I'm going to motivate you. It's
okay.
Remarkable what exercise can do for your body. From alleviating depression, quelling stress and anxiety. You know the motto, you've heard this, right? A sound mind in a sound body.
Yes.
Yes, good. And that's of Greek origin, I believe. But researchers are finding that this adage is very true, and there's so much more to it than we first thought. And it seems like, and this is very exciting to me, Rick, that our sense of happiness and well-being depends on how much exercise we get. Malcolm Carruthers, who was the head of a British medical team over a four-year period, did a wonderful study, and he found that most people could ban the blues with a simple, vigorous 10-minute exercise session. I said 10 minutes, three times a week. And he came to this conclusion after spending, like I said, 4 years studying the effect of norepinephrine on his 200 subjects. Norepinephrine, if you don't know, is a depression-destroying hormone. And Carruthers says it's the chemical key to happiness. And 10 minutes of exercise doubles the level of norepinephrine in the body. So let's say a little bit more about enkephalin. Is another spirit-lifting chemical produced by the brain when you do vigorous exercise, like you're jogging or cycling or hiking, like I love to do. And enkephalins are the source of that feeling known as, you've heard about this, the runner's high.
Oh, yes.
In long-distance runners. It's been studied a lot. And enkephalin is a type of endorphin. It's a morphine-like chemical that serves as a natural opiate, increasing pain tolerance and producing euphoric feelings. And at the Massachusetts General Hospital, some people like to know exactly where, in studies, they found a rise of more than 145% in endorphins when you do an hour vigorous walk or any kind of vigorous exercise. So what I've said to you before, Rick, is so true. You want to make sure you walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. And I'll say a couple more things about the benefits of exercise. Studies show that it can work in conjunction with psychotherapy to alleviate depression. And this work was done at the Menninger Clinic in Topeka, Kansas. And what they find is it's not a panacea, but it's a useful adjunct for treating depression. When people come to see me at my private practice for depression, I don't meet in my office. I have them meet me at the Bluff down in Santa Monica, and the first 5 minutes we take a walk silently. They always, if it's a first time visit, they think I'm just a little strange, but I know after 5 minutes of walking, they'll get the endorphins and the enkephalins going, and they'll be a happier and much easier person to work with. Exercise boosts self-image by changing an individual's worldview from that of a passive bystander to an active participant. And people who exercise, and this is so true, believe they have control over their health and the quality of their lives. And because a lot of people these days are under stress, I know, of course, you're not under any stress.
No, none at all.
But,
not at all.
No, of course. So I'm going to mention what exercise does for that. It works better than a tranquilizer to eliminate symptoms of tension and anxiety. And there was this classic study done on very, very tense and anxious people. Of course, none of your listeners. And it was conducted at USC. Do you know what USC is?
Oh, of course.
Would
yeah.
most people? Yes. Yes, University of
Southern
South
California.
Confidence. Yeah, University. That's right, Southern California. The big rival to where I went and taught, UCLA.
Yes.
Yep, so it's like it's hard to get those words, USC, out of my mouth.
And I made you say that. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
You should have said, I've never heard of that. But as part one of this experiment, it was a great experiment. The research team administered to the subjects a 400 milligram dose of meprobamate. That's the main ingredient in many tranquilizers. And then in the second part, he had the same group of people take a walk vigorous enough, which really wasn't that much, to raise their heart rates just over 100 beats per minute. This was on a flat track at USC. And they measured tension levels by monitoring the amount of electrical activity in the subject's muscles. When you measure the electrical activity, it's called EMG machine or electromyograph machine. In the muscles, that's the most objective way to measure a person's nervousness and level of tension. And they found that exercise, that after they did that one single bout, the electrical activity was 20% less in subjects than their normal rate. But after being given a dose of meprobamate, I wouldn't want to be in that study, the subjects showed little change in their electrical activity in their muscles. So the bottom line is movement is strong medicine. And here's like a little bonus thought. When you release tension in your body, you know, from the stress, you manage it well, like with exercise, that alleviates those tension-related bodily malfunctions like ulcers, migraine headaches, asthma, skin eruptions, blood pressure, you know, high blood pressure, and heart disease. And exercise, of course, you and I have had whole shows on sleep.
Yes.
Leads to a good night's sleep, and that's a key to mental well-being.
Susan
so
Smith
start
Jones,
exercising,
well,
everybody.
Well, we need to do that, and I'm going to ask you a couple quick questions here, then we have to take a break. Is there a relationship between stress and disease, a direct relationship? And I think you just maybe answered that by saying there certainly is a correlation.
And yes. Next question.
Okay, no, we'll go on kidding. To that. Okay, well, let's say that we're dealing with too much stress. How can we get through that? What are some ways, practical and easy ways, that we can sort of shove that stress off to the side?
Yes. And by the way, Rick, I'm joking. There is a direct relationship between stress and disease. There's a relatively new field of science, and it's a nine-syllable word that if you go to a party that's boring, it's great to say, what do you think of psychoneuroimmunology? And this new field of science underscores the intricate relationship between mind and body, stress and disease. And it's like about every month there are new studies that come out that show direct effect of psychological environmental factors on health. In fact, just about a week or two ago, I heard on a TV news broadcast that people under stress are six times more likely to be infected with a cold virus or any other kind of virus than those who are not stressed out. And the more stressed we are, the less efficiently our body's immune system will work. And this cycle of irritation and stress ripples out, and it has enormous impacts, not the least of them economic, because, you know, the amount of money lost in the U.S. alone to stress-related problems in the workforce, like absenteeism, illness, just plain inefficiency on the job, is in the hundreds of billions of dollars. So, I think you asked, what do we do about that?
Yes, in 50 words or less. I mean, the answer to my other question was an emphatic yes, there is a correlation. How do we deal with this? We know that it's not good for us. We know that we need to eliminate, at least curtail, some of this stress. How do we go about doing that?
Now, I love this question because it's simple and it's within our control. This universally recommended remedy for stress is almost too simple to be believed. It's relaxation or plain chilling out. And it helps prevent many of today's stress-related diseases. If you relax, if you get into a relaxation state, it will provide your body with energy, a more robust immune system, enhanced concentration, clarity, creativity, increased ease in falling asleep. And of course, the body thrives with movement, but the mind also thrives from stillness. And I need to talk for a moment, since one of your favorite topics, and it's important for everybody to get this, about brainwave activity, and I'm going to make it really simple. It's important to understand there's a relationship of the alpha and theta brainwave states to relaxation. And scientists have, and the more you relax yourself, the more you will make all aspects of your life better, and most importantly, your health. Scientists know that we have different levels of brainwave activity, and they're measured by different frequencies of electromagnetic wave patterns emanating from the brain. The highest frequency we hope everyone is at right now, because it's waking consciousness. We hope everybody's awake.
Yes.
And that's called the beta, B-E-T-A, range. That's 13 to 39 cycles per second, CPS. The alpha, the next slower level, is 8 to 12 CPS. And theta, the next slower, is 4 to 7. And the alpha and theta brainwave are associated with deep relaxation and meditation. That's where you get those levels. And if you visualize or do mental imagery, by the way, the last level is delta, that's 0 to 4 CPS, you're asleep. And the result of achieving the lower alpha and theta frequency levels is greater control over your mental state, more creativity, more better productivity, and greater feelings of joy, happiness, and well-being. And here's what's so important. So many recent studies that they do on meditation and brainwave activity shows, Rick, that we need a minimum every day, a minimum daily requirement of alpha and theta brainwave activity of 30 minutes daily, 30 minutes of consciously changing your brainwave activity, not just when you go to bed at night, because it goes from beta, alpha, theta, delta, and then when you wake up in the morning. And most people don't include these brainwave patterns in their daily schedule, if for no other reason than they don't know their importance. And yet many behavioral problems are now understood to relate to deficiency in brainwave activity. In my book, Wired for High Level Wellness, I have two chapters devoted to meditation, how to do it, the history of it, everything about it, the ABCs, and it's one of the very best ways you slow down consciously your brainwave activity. Music is also good if it's the right kind of music. My favorite music always are the sounds of nature, like rain, which you forget in L.A. what that sounds like, or birds, or flowing water, like a fountain in your home.
With us on the program is Susan Smith-Jones. Her website and all the information there on what we're talking about today, including information on her newest book, Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Dr. Susan, our guest on the program, we have to take a break. We're back with more on This Week in America after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, you'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. The book is Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. You'll find information on her website. We talk a lot about success. We've talked about success again on the program today. What exactly is your definition of success?
Well, all right. So I look at it a little differently than most people. Most people look at it as how much money you make, or how many possessions you've collected, or what your lifestyle looks like. I look at it as how much joy and peace do you have in life. And in fact, in my book, I have a whole chapter devoted to how to achieve your highest goals and dreams, and how to go from that spin cycle lifestyle to the win cycle, and to go from an ordinary life to an extraordinary life of optimal wellness, healthy body weight, high self-esteem, and deep levels of peace and joie de vivre, you know, a joyful life.
Yes.
So there are different ways to measure success. And how happy are you? How peaceful? How often do you wake up in the morning with a pep in your step because you're loving life? That's a successful life to me.
It was motivated in reading the book, Human Being, in your book. When you discuss that, you talk about how special we all are. We're special. We're unique. But everyone seems to wrestle with low self-esteem from time to time. Talk about how we can combat that.
Yeah. You know what? So I'm going to answer that this way. Since the beginning of time, there have been about 82 billion humans that have walked planet Earth, and there's never been anybody exactly like you. And if each of the 7.8 billion people living on our planet right now were to walk past you in a stream, single file, as you're sitting on your rocking chair on your front porch, one per second, it would take nearly 250 years, to be precise, about 247.33 years, to greet each one. And by that time, you would be off your rocker.
Miraculous
is that, Rick, that in 250 years you'd never find two people exactly like, no two with the same experiences, fingerprints, who thought, believed, felt, or talked alike. And then add to that the fact that, okay, bear with me here, are you sitting down?
Yes, I am. Yep.
That out of approximately 50 to 100 million sperm that traveled an immense distance and overcame tremendous obstacles to make just one beautiful being, soul, and you won this most amazing competition, probably the fiercest of your life, where the egg and the sperm came together and it became you. So you are already a winner. And what's more, your body is composed of a body, mind, and spirit. You already have everything you need to live your highest potential, to be the master of your life. I think that calls for celebration. Exodus 3:5. I love this quote in the Bible. The place where you stand is holy ground. So I want to encourage everyone today to focus on the miracle, the work of divinity that you are. You know, the point is we are all waves in the divine, in God, and infinite energy, and have infinite potential. So spend some time thinking about that today.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, the new book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Is there a tie-in between weight and the level of our income or prosperity? Is there any connection?
You know, boy, is there, and a lot of people don't realize that your inability to pay bills causes you to gain weight, literally and figuratively. When you're empty on the inside, Rick, and when you struggle paying bills or supporting yourself, this causes you to eat too much, and especially when you're stressed out of nutrient-poor junk foods and processed foods. It's like you're trying to fill the emptiness you feel inside. And then stress packs on the pounds with a cortisol increase. And then it's a vicious cycle. If you don't sleep enough, you'll add more to your feelings of low self-esteem and lower your energy and cause your body to store all the calories you eat as fat. And, you know, it's just a vicious cycle. What some people have been saying is that there's one chapter in my book on how to create more prosperity that's worth the price of admission, and I've got 12 tips in that chapter on creating more prosperity. One is simply what you do with your wallet right now that will help attract more abundance into your life. That's going to be a little teaser.
And you'll get all of that. The other 11 you'll find in the book, Wired for High-Level Wellness. You'll find information on the book at Dr. Susan's website. Link on by going to our website as well. Fascinated by this whole concept of self-image and positive self-image. How can that create success? In fact, can it create success in other facets of our lives?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that question. And I'll say from the decades of counseling I've done and research, and, you know, one of my 5 graduate degrees was in psychology, I have found that when you're not feeling good about you, you feel most separated from others and God. And when you see yourself as a failure, you create this self-fulfilling prophecy. In other words, you will attract to yourself that which you believe you deserve. And then your negative thoughts and attitudes about yourself, whether they originated from within you or you took them on from what other people said, convince you of your inability to succeed. And if you feel you don't deserve success or prosperity or to enjoy life or happy relationships, you settle for less than that to which you are entitled. You feel unworthy, and you cut yourself off from the fullness of life. You got to start being nice to yourself. You know, I love there's a Jane Austen quote a beautiful, beautiful quote. And I love Jane Austen's books, but I'll paraphrase her. The Jane Austen quote is, there's no charm like the charm of tenderness, but it begins with being that way towards yourself.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Boy, time is going by so quickly. Pick up a copy of the book. It will be life-changing, Wired for High-Level Wellness. Everybody seems to be caught up, at least at some point, in this low self-worth. How do we break? For some people, it's more than just occasionally. It's a way of life. How can you break this vicious cycle?
Yes. You know, I'll just be really practical. Stop any negative self-talk and self-judgment. It's very detrimental to our bodies. And it sabotages our dreams. At any moment, we have the choice to judge ourselves or to be kind and loving. And whether we succeed or fail, enjoy life or struggle, largely depends on how we view ourselves. And numerous studies have concluded that the view we have of ourselves is the key to taking control of our lives. So start by loving yourself unconditionally. Walt Whitman said, I celebrate myself and love myself. We've got to do that and know that at any moment you've done the best you can, but you don't have to be so hard on yourself, and you have an opportunity to always choose again.
What can we do today to make some essential positive changes for good? We've listened to the program. Many will grab a copy of Wired for High-Level Wellness. What can we do to make some positive changes for good?
I would say be your own best friend, something my grandmother and mom taught me. Develop a warm friendship with yourself. If you celebrate yourself in life, you'll find that you're going to be much happier in life. And remember that your radiant body responds to blessings of love and praise and gratitude. And each time you bless your body temple and acknowledge your oneness with God, you know, your life every day will get better and better. If all you did, Rick, all day long was to find things for which you are grateful, you would be able to create the most joyous, spectacular life. And daily gratitude magnifies miracles.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. The book is Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Her newest book, you'll find it on her website. Not a lot of time left, and we want people to read the book, but can you tease us here a little bit? Can you give us an action step that someone can do today to maybe snap us out of this ordinary life that we're caught into and get us back on track to a life that has more joy, more passion, more success,
yes,
and more vitality?
Yes. What is that? Snap out of it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Share, I think, maybe. Anyway, perhaps start with something today you can do for your body temple. Take a bubble bath. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Think about how miraculous your body is. Maybe get new PJs or bed linen so you feel good going to bed. Get extra sleep. Do anything that shows you're honoring and loving your body today. And I'm going to just add to that. Let's go to another thought I have about, I've got two chapters about meditation in my new book. And meditation, remember I said it gets you to the alpha and the theta brainwave activity.
Yes.
And if you could add some meditation into your life, I teach you exactly how to do it. And you visualize, and you start visualizing. This is what I tell people to do to help them achieve their goals. Albert Einstein said, your imagination is a preview of life's coming attractions. Henry David Thoreau, my buddy, said, this world is but a canvas to our imagination. So you see the end result. You visualize a goal. And I always say at the end of that, this or something better I now accept in my life, because I might know what I think I want, but I know that God always knows what's for my highest good. So practice regular visualization. See in your mind's eye the end result of a goal or a few goals, along with holding that feeling of the wish fulfilled. How would you feel if that goal had come to reality? And I say spend at least 10 minutes every day visualizing a goal in your life.
And Susan walks you through that, and she's an expert because she's been doing this for the greater part of her life and successfully so. You mentioned before, working with in the private practice, working with a number of people and helping them realize their goals. Give us a couple of simple, time-tested, easy-to-follow techniques that you use in your private practice, you use successfully in your private practice.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to talk about the 21-day process, how to make self-improvement made easy in your life. Ben Franklin said, whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. And if you go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the search bar, put 21-day agreement, then you have a page you can print out that will help you with this. But now scientists agree with Ben Franklin. If you meditate or exercise or eat healthy for 21 days in a row, you can't skip a day. Or maybe you stop smoking or complaining or gossiping for 21 days in a row and you just have good positive thoughts, your body will accept the new behavior as a habit, or you'll no longer crave what you gave up. It's a wonderful way to take control of our lives. And I've been doing this monthly for over 40 years. I learned about it from my grandmother. So I've made at least 12 beneficial changes in my life every year. I'm not saying it's always easy. We're often addicted to certain foods and a sedentary lifestyle. But this is an easy way, because most people can commit to 21 days. And remember that quite often the most rewarding transformations come from our greatest adversities and challenges. So, you know, you'll learn more about how effective and empowering making 21-day agreements is in my book.
And I love that, and we've talked about that so often, and it just seems like 21 days, and yes, if it's an addiction you're trying to get rid of, if it's a major life change, it could be difficult, but 21 days always seems doable. It's not like you need to do this for a year, year and a half, and maybe things will change in your life. You're talking about basically a three-week process. That's all explained in Dr. Susan's book, and then you'll get those that'll say, you know what, it's in my genes. I come from a family of complainers. They're sick. I know that I'm going to end up with diabetes or heart disease, just like my grandfather did. What do you say to them? And can we break that cycle, first of all?
You know what? This is such a great question, because I hear it all the time. Susan, or Sunday's my nickname. My mom has diabetes. My dad has heart disease. And I say, phooey to that. Because what I'll do is I'll quote to them a three-month groundbreaking study conducted by Dean Ornish, a medical doctor. People always love when you quote a scientific study. They get really impressed, Rick. So he did this study. It was phenomenal, and it demonstrated that subjects affected changes in activity in about 500 genes, 48 that were turned on and 453 that were turned off. As a result of this, and all this stuff I talk about in my book, as a result of eating more healthful foods, keeping stress levels down, practicing relaxation techniques like meditation and exercise. In other words, as it turns out, there's a lot you can do. In 3 months, you can change hundreds of your genes by changing what you eat and how you live. That is very motivating to me, and it should be to everybody listening. You are the CEO of your body and health. You can make a commitment to make changes, and if you're committed to something like better health and losing weight and whatever it is, you got to arrange your personal circumstances so your lifestyle supports those intentions. No more excuses.
If I were to pick a word for the book, and that would be difficult because there's so many words that come to mind, but doable, I think, jumps to the top of the list. All the things we talked about on the program today are doable. The book is wired for high-level wellness. As you find out on the program today, you can rewire for high-level wellness. Simple ways to rejuvenate, meditate, and prosper. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, our website is SusanSmithJones.com. What's the best place to buy the book? In fact, I think they can get an autographed copy, can't they, if they know you by going to your website?
Yes, yes. So go to my website. You'll see in the navigation bar, new book. Of course, you can go to a bookstore. You can go to Amazon.com. But if you want an autographed copy, it shows you how to write directly to me. I autograph it. I write a personal note card to you, and I give you a bookmark, and it's what. And then I go to the post office and wait in line. I love to do that. So go to my website, go to new book, and you can read the foreword and the endorsements, and you can see a sampler of the book. It's a, as you know, it's a beautifully designed book.
Yes.
So check out my website, and then don't forget to sign up for my monthly healthy living newsletters right there on the right side, the sidebar of my website.
That is the highlight of the month. You'll get the new newsletter from Dr. Susan and allow plenty of time. You can really get lost online in reading her stories, following all of her tips. And the nice thing with the book, this is not like I'm going to read this once and put it up on the bookshelf and it'll probably stay there and won't be read again. It's laid out in such a way you can go to it, you can use it as a reference, you'll be going back from time to time to sort of reinvigorating yourself, going back and finding things that you can do differently in your life. It's an excellent read, it's life-altering, it's wired for high-level wellness, simple ways.
And there are recipes in the back of the book, too, recipes to eat better food.
If you're thinking, okay, all of that food sounds good, but I don't know how to make it, all I have is a microwave. Well, if you go to the book, you'll find easy-to-follow recipes there as well, using all the proper ingredients. Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, our guest on the program, and she'll be back again next month with more healthful tips for all of us. Dr. Susan, a pleasure. Great information today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I look forward to our next visit.
And it will be in about a month from now. We'll put it up on our website, let people know, so you can join in the program and listen to what Dr. Susan has to say. The program, This Week in America, and our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.